This doesn't really help them in life. When they grow up, they'll find that you don't always win the first time around. You just have to keep trying and keep going on with your life.
Live sports events. 6. Do you prefer to watch sports events on TV at home or to watch them live? Why?
I prefer watching sports on TV because sometimes you're watching a game that looks like it'll be loads of fun, but it turns out to be super boring, where your team gets creamed and you feel like crying. If you are at the stadium watching the game, there's nothing you can do but cry. But if you are at home, you can just change the channel to something fun. Watching sports at home is also more economical. You can be watching 3 or 4 games for just a few mao an hour.
7. What are the advantages and disadvantages of going to see a live sports event, such as a football match, compared to watching the event at home on TV?
Like I said before, if you go to a sports event, you have to stay and watch the whole thing, whereas if you stay at home, you can change the channel or turn off the TV. Also, you can see the game close up, whereas if you're in the stadium, then you'll see a faraway view of the game. One advantage of going to a sports event is that you can experience the excitement of the game. The game is so much more alive and real than if you were just watching it. You feel like if you yell louder, then your team might actually have a greater chance of winning. Also, if someone decides to streak at half-time, then you won't have to worry about the sports channel switching to the anchors who talk about the game.
8. Does the ticket price to live sporting events affect decisions to attend?
Yes, I think the price is an extremely big deciding factor. Take the World Masters Cup in Shanghai, for instance. If the admission fee was only 100 RMB, more than half of Shanghainese couldn't have attended the game.
9. What about the 2008 Olympic Games in Beijing? What do you think would be a reasonable price for admission tickets?
I'm not really sure. I haven't thought about it that much, but I'd prefer if they were free, so then maybe I'd be able to go. My best guess is that they will probably go for at least a few hundred yuan a ticket. People from all over the world in China will be coming to Beijing, and they will have money, so I don't think price will be a huge problem.
Topic 16. Sporting events. Sports in general. 1. What are the benefits of sport or exercise?
Exercise keeps you healthy. It's been proven that people who exercise more get sick less. When you exercise, it helps build your strength to fight sickness. I have a friend who has a bad back, and if he doesn't run, play basketball, or exercise in some way, then his back will go out, and he'll have to stay in bed until it is better.
2. What kinds of sports facilities exist in your community?
I live near a university, and my friends and I often go there to exercise. It has football fields, tracks, badminton, volleyball, and tennis courts, and other kinds of exercise equipment. There is also a weight room and taekwondo lessons. So I think that my community has quite a good assortment of sports facilities available.
3. Do men and women play the same kind of sports?
It really depends on the person, because I know some girls who are a lot more athletic than most guys are. But for the most part, girls generally don't play most of the rougher, aggressive sports. An American friend of mine told me that many of the men there like to play American football, and even though some girls will join the game, most of them will just sit on the side and watch or do something else.
4. How do you think the government could encourage more people to exercise and participate in sport?
Advertisements are some of the biggest ways people are influenced either for or against something. If the government would air some very catchy, appealing ads on TV, or maybe even hold a public competition where the winners got a monetary prize, that would work, for me at least. I can't really think of anything else that would work, but that would be their best shot, because that's what most people will respond to.
5. Do you think children should be encouraged from a young age to participate in competitive sports or team sports?
I don't really think that it's good if children are taught at a young age to be competitive. If you can teach the child how to play competitive sports without stressing that winning is the only way that you can have fun, then I guess it's okay. But personally, I think that's a bit unrealistic because everyone wants to win, and if kids don't win, their natural reaction is to cry or get mad.